Kimuchi wishes a good evening to everybody and utters the wishing prayer that our wisdom of learning, reflection and meditation may increase.
To begin, we should give rise to the perfect enlightenment mind or the bodhicitta thinking for the sake of all beings whose number is as limitless as the sky. I have to reach the state of perfect Buddhahood, the state which is the nirvana which neither dwells in the extremes of existence and peace. And in order to do so, then I should exert myself with regard to the praxis of the Dharma by means of studying it, reflecting and meditating upon it. So what will be explained out of the many teachings of the Dharma tonight, he says, is the Trilama, which combines the intended meaning of all the sutras pertaining to the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma.
Tene tepa chenpe jui lama tenju tenyi layang jueza durji ne dun yabare jueza durji ne dun ji nani ne yeba durji ne yeba khan devar shikvini bore tele yang jumtsin som jen dor tenba namja ju yi jebar jeba teme tepsur pe goy goni tenpa le kam de Namja Chui Nani Namja Tambu Yendo Duba Husente Talam Namja Napa Dembetondo Duhi.
And then this Julama is expressed in seven so called Vajra points, and out of these, Rinpoche has been. Point, which is the explaining the Buddha nature or the Tathagata Gaba, and this Buddha nature is presented shortly by means of three reasons, then in detail by a tenfold presentation, and lastly by means of nine examples. And Rinpoche has been explaining the first four topics of this tenfold presentation and will now continue with the fifth, which is the possession of qualities.
Dene Dhanamja Chuyinani Nabare sabje je wang de se na namya namya tambo yete nyere nyere nyam bte be se na sabje je wang de se na sabje tanda sombare namya nga pa sabje sombare
so Rinpoche makes clear that the commentary only gives 8 topics. This is due to the fact that the first 4 are each explained 2 and 2 together. So this tenfold presentation in the table of contents of the commentary is only 8, so that we are now on the third point. And this fifth point has 2 parts. First, the qualities of the cause and the qualities of the thought are explained together, and then each is explained individually. And so then, the common explanation of both types of possession of qualities, that the domtsik which belongs to that is as follows. The element is similar to the great ocean. It is the abode of immeasurable precious qualities and inexhaustible compassion, since its essence possesses qualities which are inseparable. It is similar to a lamp.
Kam tela, kam devar ikpin ningbo tela, ju yun tin tang, devar yun tin namba ni dan dembare. Jumre ji yun tin ni dan dembale. Tela tangbo ju yun tin ne. Jansu chenpo la pe yate songare. Pe na jansu chenpo no yambar, no yankin jachewa tang. No yankin jachewa tel, tene rinpoche na chokpa tang dingshen. Chokpa du mepa duwa am, chokpa du mepa duwa te yendo, te tang rawa, te tang chokpa. Te yagra. The yin ki kwe. Pamba number yeva mebe, yun tin tang, de bungo imbeset. Penna manmi and drago chila, Nasun doinje manmi mambundo, Kangban dinang la manmi mambundo. Not so, the name manmi tela gaga. Manmi de manmi yella, manmi de woja nawa tang. Mamin de la true yobata, Manmen de ye kado sumbo te, nawa tang trova tang kado som je, kado tang namba som, chu namba som te, yer me ba. Manmen ranga ngowi ten ni yer me ba te yendo, tene, debu yun ten, debu yun ten, te nam, debu deki nye bu ngondu churba kap so, yer me ba tso je ngondu jugre. Take some.
So then this element or this Buddha nature has two types of qualities, which are the qualities of the cause and the qualities of the fruit. And then first the qualities of the cause are explained, and these are likened to the example of the great ocean. And the ocean consists of a vast vessel of an immeasurable amount of water and of an immeasurable amount of jewels contained in this ocean. And then in the same way, the Buddha nature or the Tathagata Garbha possesses the vast vessel of devotion, and it possesses the precious jewels of discriminating wisdom and samadhi, and it possesses the immeasurable waters of compassion. And then there are the qualities of the fruit, and these are the five first types of clairvoyance, and Rinpoche said this is the divine eye, the divine hearing, to know other people's mind, to know their birth and death, and to know former lives. So, right. That is the first quality, those five together. And then the second is unpolluted primordial wisdom, and the third is abandonment. And these are completely inseparable. And this now is likened to the example of a lamp. Rinpoche says, this room is filled with lamps. We all like lamps. And so a lamp also has, it has light, it has warmth, and it has a color. And these three qualities of a lamp are inseparable. In the same way, then, the three qualities of the fruit, the moment one directly realizes the nature of the mind, then these will, so to speak, manifest or emerge and be completely inseparable.
Awesome. Ti to go low mevati Tanda Devi Yendin de Marmel Pe Yanusondo, the low mevati pe Yavachong, the Marjimin is a Marmin de la Marmin la Pe Ya de Devi Yendin Sombra Sena, low mevati Yabuhitajimuri.
And so again, there is no light. And so. Electricity, I mean, and so Rinpoche says it's very good that the attainment of the three qualities of the fruit is likened to, well, actually rather a lamp or a candle, not an electric lamp.
Tene marme la se marme ta nang marme ta thartok marme som yare se marme te ngasi me kintong de ya ke memba se ji je se marme de se marmere nang marme de ngatu nang sem de Tene, Mopo Naso hit of a senna, Nanga marmere. Tendanja marmete, same genelo, dehining bote, tendanja marmere.
And then concerning the lamp, or a butter lamp, let's say, there are three, and an outer, an inner, and an ultimate. And an outer butter lamp, so the light of this dispels the darkness. Then the inner, the light of the inner lamp makes it possible that the mind knows all kinds of phenomena. And then the ultimate lamp, the light of the ultimate lamp illumines the true nature of the mind.
Khan devari shikpe nyingpo la dhivzi lovar trima yore lovar ji trima jyanzi ji ju yuindi nam lundrop ji chod denpa re lovar trupe trima se de sang jeba kapsan revu yuindi nam lundrop ji chod denpa yer mebe chod denpa re.
And so shortly speaking, Rinpoche says, in the state where one hasn't realized the nature of the mind, then this Buddha nature is obscured by incidental stains or pollutions which completely veil it. And then the causes which purify these incidental stains are the four causes, are the four qualities of the cause which are spontaneously present within the Buddha nature. Then once, through the process of purification, the freedom of all incidental stains is reached, then again it emerges that the qualities of the Buddha are also spontaneously present within this Buddha nature.
Semje nelok sartong yirmi je marme te ngatso semje je nyingbo ntar tokpa. Semje je nyingbo yakhyu dere.
So, by the fact that we all have the ultimate nature of the mind, which is the inseparable union of emptiness and clear light or luminosity, then we are in that we have the best possible, so to speak, lamp within us, or light within us.
Tene ngātsu semti nēlok, vaisa dirhi nyingpū marmi ti, jikdīn je tomok mūmba tam je sartukri.
And this lamp of the nature of the mind, which is emptiness and luminosity inseparable, will illuminate all the darkness of ignorance.
Tene ngatsu semje nelo vesa dekhi nyingbu marme te ninang trope long mayu ba ramvap do ya na te gomre.
And if with regard to this lamp, which is the ultimate nature of the mind, then one can naturally rest within it, unmoved by the wind of dualistic appearance, then this is meditation.
Tisena, ta yendong lola, ju lam gongba yendong lola, gom jasi jute, semje ne lok sartong re, vesa re, semje nal ne lok sartong am, vesa teni, sartong ramwap do yapa, vesa ramwap do yapa. Vaisa rang ngang to namdo ka muyo va njopa la gom ki je pare.
And therefore Rinpoche says, in the tradition or in the view of the Shendong Majamaka, which is presented by this Chu Lama, then one meditates such that one rests naturally within the nature of the mind, which is the inseparable union of emptiness and luminosity. And in a state which is unmoved or free of thought or concept.
Tene oesar je marmi te tir rangi ramat do jo khina rangi ji khwa ta rangi ji deva yungre.
And when one rests naturally within this nature of the mind, then it is naturally happiness and naturally peace. Or it proves to be that. The second has also two sections, which are the endowment of the cause and the endowment of the fruit. And first, the endowment of the cause is explained, and the domtsik to this is as follows. Since it contains the elements of the Dharmakaya, of the primordial wisdom of the victorious one, and of the great compassion, it is shown to be similar to the great ocean by means of the examples of the vessel, the jewels, and the water.
Tendeva. Chuko number tape jo mepe no yankin gyatyavata. Jarbe yiki topar sepe jo hirabdan tingin zin je tingin zin rinpoche na tsokvata. Seva Ningi Chambon Jove Joe Tugje Chambon Jupe Joe Sanje Becaps of Tugje Chambu Yogore Tugje Chambon Jupe Joe and Tugje Chambu Joe Seva Ningi Chambu Chumambu Yonso Kamate Chunam Chuntumba Sombo Tee Chundan number some ji chuji chuin de hinyin bote, jamso chembo tang, chun chung batendo. Tindo.
So, the cause of the completely pure Dharmakaya is devotion, which is like a vast vessel. The causes by which one obtains the primordial wisdom of the victorious one or the Buddha are discriminating wisdom and samadhi, which are manifold and precious like jewels. And the cause for the manifestation of the great compassion of the Buddha are love and compassion, which are immeasurable like water. And since these, without exception, are contained within the Buddha nature, then this Buddha nature is said to have qualities which correspond to those of the great ocean, which are the vessel, the jewels, and the water.
Tene Janso Chembola, no young him, Ja Chembo, Ja Chembo. Chomambu Yonso Kama, De Choi Nana Yarimbuja Nazo Yabare. That day, and pay Jarvis Capso. Then he tipped a chimby chula, mebate, no yanking jacheva than so batang. Jamso tea, nana, rimbuche, naso, never yendo, hirap tang, tingin zinji yin dente, rimbuche, not so pay on so kama, kama tabutang. Then he seva ninji chimbote, jamsola, jitinji kanji, chotamje, jamsol, and dubare.
And here in this context, Rinpoche says, then the great ocean has an enormously vast vessel and which is up to the brim filled with an enormous amount of water and contains a great amount of jewels. And in the same way, devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma is like a vast vessel discriminating wisdom and samadhi are like an immeasurable amount of jewels, and love and compassion are like the immeasurable waters which fill the ocean, and therefore it is said that the example and these three qualities have corresponding qualities.
Tena tene devarishi pinyimpo mena nga so thikpa chimpi chula meba chiega mare, chiesiga mare dehi nyimpo yoga serna thikpa chimpi chula meba chiega mare thikpa chimpi chula meba chiega tiyan dehi nyimpo tang ye ikabsa dehi nyimpo tang yo ikabsa dehi nyimpo tang yermi jitsota tembare.
So if we did not have the Buddha nature, we would not generate any devotion towards the Dharma. So since we have this Buddha nature, we feel devotion towards the Dharma. And Rinpoche says this is a sign that this devotion is inherent, is in also in the state of the cause or the basis inherent to this Buddha nature.
Kanzak dami tope hirap tang. Chu tamje tongba ni de tope hirap tang. Dej in the same realm of the neighbor ting in the inde, ting in the ni jang. Tanda jui kapso de hi ningbo tang. Yen mi jitsur de dembare. Hirap the ting in the yoba ten, de hi ningbo yoba latin de hirap tang ting in the. Jungare mato dehi nyimbo mina toni tope hirap tang sem ramap de nebe ting in zeyang jungamare ta toni tope hirap tang sem ramap de nebe ting in zeyang jungate dehi nyimbo yebe jumsin la tin sonare tenya dehi nyimbo randa ngo yer mebe torje dembare.
And in the same way, it is taught that the discriminating wisdom which realizes the non-existence of a self and the emptiness of all phenomena and the samadhi which consists in naturally abiding within the nature of the mind are present within the Buddha nature in a way that they are completely inseparable from it. And Rinpoche said this is to say that if due to the fact that we have the Buddha nature, we are able to develop discriminating wisdom and samadhi. If this Buddha nature was not present, we would not be able to do so. And therefore, it is taught that these two qualities are inseparable to this Buddha nature.
Dejin dan ta ye pe sim ji nam dong an le tra wan de pe se ba ning ji chen bu che ba de yan de hi ning bo yo ba de ne zong wa re de ne de yan de hi ning bo dan ngo ye me bu cho de de ba.
And lastly, the love and compassion which express themselves in the wish that all the endless beings or the numberless beings may be freed of their suffering also arises on the basis of the presence of the Buddha nature. If this Buddha nature was not present, this feeling would not arise. And therefore, it is also said that love and compassion are inseparably united with the Buddha nature. And since the Tathagata Gaba or the Buddha nature possesses qualities which are like that, then one is able to obtain the state of perfect Buddhahood.
Ningbo la kan der ki ningbo der ying ji tma me ba ying re ngo la ring ji tma me ba tang bo ni tma me ba ye ni tma me ba ye ni number ta pe san den yin ni nam da ka san je dang yin ni nam da ki chu ko la de ta bo ring ying ji number ta pe ne yin ba ti se no kan der ki bo ningbo te la Mwenshi tangbo nga ye, mtunbe soje mwenban jomba tang. Sami yikije, depa pangwa tang. Tema mepe pangba tala, osari. Chepar je chuchong, chuchong teta tang. Chi yi chuchong, marmi che chu, som yen mepe yendo, mlope chu dumbo, deta. Khan devar ki bhi nyingbo dayi Nambar yewa mei pa dhenpa se na Perna Marmi nama tang, trova tang Ndo nam tang Teda yer mei pa tang Chun chungpa te Dina malopi chu dhenpo Khan jen deva tang dhenpa Devi dhenpa yino Yino
So This element or this Sukhatagava or this abode which is by nature completely free of stains, and Rinpoche says this is in other words the Buddha nature which since ever, since the beginning, has been completely pure and never touched by any impurity. And is therefore also called the primordial Buddha. Then this possesses three particular qualities, which are the first five kinds of clairvoyance, and these are the means which overcome the darkness of whatever belongs to the literally non-corresponding side. Then the second is primordial wisdom, which is completely unpolluted, and the third is abandonment, which is free of the obscurations and completely unpolluted. And through this primordial wisdom and this abandonment, are the aspects of clear light and of purity. So in this, it has qualities which correspond to those of a lamp, to the particular qualities of a lamp. Then on top of that, the fruit has a general characteristic which also corresponds to the general characteristic of a lamp, and that is the fact that the five first kinds of clairvoyance, unpolluted primordial wisdom and abandonment, are completely inseparable, just as the light, warmth and color of a lamp are inseparable. So therefore then this example is used, and in this way it can be said that the seven qualities of the level of no more learning are inseparable to the Buddha nature in the state of fruit, and they are therefore the endowment of the fruit.
Dene nyintun papa, ranjan papa, sanju sempan papa, namje, hirap, hirap je, manmi te, dene, la, la, yanla, yanlan te, manmi wunda wore, sanje jin chenpe yehi je wote, loko wunda wore. Lo.
And now that the electricity has come back, Rinpoche says, the wisdom of the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas is, so to speak, similar to the light that irradiates from a candle, whereas the primordial wisdom of the Buddha, the light it shines forth, is similar to the light of an electric bulb.
That's the
case
on the
Dembeton.
Oh, we sing it all together. Amen.